all this good stuff, okay? Hold on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Al?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Al. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm doing well, yeah.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day, but a good problem to have, you know?
Yeah.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Dan. He wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did he do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
I think so.
All right. Did you have any specific questions about the listing or how it works?
I don't have any additional questions right now. My primary goal is to figure out how to get my Google Business listing suspended. And then I want to know your pricing and what is in the offer, what the services you offer, and some kind of print format.
Yeah, most likely, we're partnered with Google. So most likely the suspensions happen due to name, address, phone number, and website, either duplications or discrepancies. Did you make any recent changes to your company's online profile, or did you start up with maybe a new company recently that's touching your online listing?
I don't think I made any changes. I mean, it's not clear to me what and why they suspended it.
Okay. Let me check. Give me one sec. How long has it been suspended for?
A couple of weeks.
Okay. Okay, wow. Yeah, they're not even giving me access to the Google Business profile itself to be able to see. You're in a full suspension. So it's telling you on the back end it's completely suspended when you try to log into the profile?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Did you ever have the PIN sent to you in the mail?
I got a few PINs sent to me in email.
Okay. There's little five-digit numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. They need those. And then did you do the video verification?
They didn't give me the option.
Okay.
I'm working with my franchisor. I'm a franchisee.
Gotcha.
So
yeah.
They submitted something on my behalf, but then they sent the utility bill. But as I was telling the other representative, I'm a service area based business, meaning there's
right.
No physical property. So,
right.
The address I have there is my UPS mailing address, basically.
Oh,
it's not my actual.
That's the problem.
Address.
Yeah, name, address,
really.
Phone number, or website. Yeah, you can't use a PO box. It has to be your actual address, and then you just request to have it hidden. And then the video verification that they do has to be at that address too. Verify you're actually like there. You're real. It's a three-step verification process. So it's definitely the address though. If you have like a post office box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can literally just Google it. Like, is PO box accepted by Google for verification? It'll tell you right away. No, that's how you get suspended.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's most likely the reason, but honestly, I wouldn't be able to unsuspend it and know the exact reason until we actually get in there. So, you know, when you do the first page placements on Google, we are hosting that Google Business profile, so we'd be able to get in there, clear the discrepancies, get it unsuspended, and then have you, you know, we have to follow the algorithm updates and have you listed as a top option for each individual service you provide for the area.
Okay, because basically, so I have a service area, but I don't live in my service area. So what's the recommendation there?
So the only way to really go about it, usually you get a 30 to 40 mile radius from where you receive the PIN or like your business street address. If you need to cover more ground than that, then you have to do Google Ads. It's literally the only way. You have to do like a pay-per-click campaign.
Yeah, so I have a PPC. So like, I'm using a different vendor right now for PPC, but I'm trying to figure out how to suspend it. So you said I need to do 30 to 45 miles from my address, is that what you're saying? Or kind of
for the local listings where you're not paying per click, yeah, you would have to be within 30 to 40 miles of your street address where the pin is sent. But I sent you that, like, a message there. Like, you could see, like, you know, is PO Box accepted for Google PV? And it's very definitive, no. Like, PO Box is generally not accepted as a valid address for Google Partner Verification.
Okay.
Yeah.
I live 23 miles away. Okay, I got it. That's it.
Yeah, we would actually be able to hit 23 miles away, no problem. You know, we can do like a maximum service area of 40 miles, and you could even exclude areas too. So like if you really didn't want clients like close to you, we can kind of eliminate that zip code from the targeted service area.
Oh, really? Okay, because basically, so I'm a franchisee.
Right.
So my fellow franchisee owner, I live in their territory, so I would have to exclude, like, where I live, basically.
Oh, gotcha. Well, not necessarily. I mean, unless they have a first-page placement already, that would be the only conflict of interest there. So they'd have to already be doing this. Otherwise, I mean, you could definitely show, but you're just concerned about taking their clients, right? You think that would cause an internal conflict?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was because it's contractually I can't do that. So like I'm in the McKinney area especially. My business is in the McKinney area. I live in a different area. I live to the west of that. But then there's a specific zip code that we can probably exclude basically, and then that probably will suffice, it sounds like.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We could exclude zip codes. It's geo-targeted, so you could pick, I mean, we give you up to a 40-mile radius, but you could pick specifically like where you're showing and where you're not showing even. We could use like negative keywords in certain zip codes. And then, you know, again, the maximum would be 40 from where you receive your PIN.
So from where I receive my PIN. Oh,
so if your target area, you said, was about 23 miles away or 22, we would be able to effectively cover that is what I'm trying to say, while simultaneously excluding your local area. We would just have to customize it. Like, you would definitely need a Google partner, you know? Like, you would need us to actually, like, get in there and manually do it for you. It's not something that you'd be able to set via AI or Google Ads you could do on your own, but you should manage it just so that you're not, like, bleeding PPC everywhere, like cost per click or pay-per-click. A lot of times they'll charge you for clicks even if you don't get like a call or a lead from it, so it's not my favorite form. I'd rather do a local listing or just Google Guarantee altogether. My last recommendation is usually pay-per-click ads.
Not really. Okay, because I'm using Scorpion right now, so I wasn't sure. Are you familiar with them?
No. Is it just Scorpion Marketing, it's called?
I think so.
Scorpion Internet Marketing? I found a Scorpion.co. Oh, yeah. This has got to be it. Okay. Revenue Max powered by Scorpion AI. Home services. Oh, so this is not like a Google partner. This is, they just do Google Ads independently. So they're running an ad campaign for you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. These guys aren't partnered with Google. No. So they're not doing anything that you couldn't do on your own. I mean, you could sign up for Google Ads on your own. You just got to host it, you know? I mean, maybe they're hosting it, but if it's not being hosted properly, then it's definitely going to affect the results. Sometimes you can wind up spending more than necessary on Google Ads. They didn't recommend a local listing because we've actually had this local listing open for about 2 days, unless you've been working with these guys for a while.
No, I just started working with them.
Okay. Yeah, and they're just focused on Google Ads, right?
I think they're focused on, because right now I have PPC with them. They tell me I can't do LSA until I'm authenticated via Google. So
yeah. Well, that's the weird thing though. It's like LSA is Google guarantee. That's what I'd recommend. But you can't do Google guarantee without being verified and having your listing unsuspended. You usually want at least 5 reviews on that Google business profile, and then you can go into the background screening for Google guarantee. But you have to have a local listing available to get listed locally. So the fact that we'd be able to like get you the local listing, I could even do that at 199 if your goal is to really move into Google guarantee later and away from ads. It can go 199, secure that local spot, get you unsuspended, get those 5 reviews as soon as possible. And then, you know, about this time next month or a couple weeks from now, we could do the Google guarantee LSA program, local service ads, and get that set up for you. But it is pay per lead. It's a lot better than pay per click because they pre-screen the leads and they hand it off to you with the customer live on the line, and then they don't actually deduct it from your lead balance unless you actually set an appointment to go out and meet with the homeowner or business owner.
Because I have a contract with Scorpion already for the next 6 months, I definitely need help with it. Yeah, I definitely need help with the first part, though.
Yeah, the local listing. So if you just want to do the local listing, $199, I could do that for you, and we'll just take care of your local listing because you're going to need that before you can jump into Google Guarantee anyway. But our services are month-to-month. We won't require any kind of long-term contract or anything like that from you.
Local listing.
Is your Google business profile. Yeah, we're unsuspending your Google business profile, verifying it, going into the back end of it, and then doing the optimization so you show up locally. And then obviously we'll exclude the local zip code so you're not having that conflict of interest with your franchise or franchisee.
Okay. And is that the best price for the FD or anything better?
Yeah, that's the lowest package. I mean, we don't even have that advertised. Our lowest advertised price is $299. But like you said, your end goal is to get to Google Guarantee at some point. So usually Google Guarantee local service ads is really pricey, and they require the local ads anyway, or the local listings. So they let me apply that pricing structure as if you're somebody that's going to transition into doing something bigger. Like we're basically just doing this with the sole purpose of you being able to do Google Guarantee down the line. So that's how I got that pricing structure approved. I wouldn't be able to go any lower.
Okay. And what is the timeline for the next steps?
So obviously, if I sign you up now, they'll send you the Google verification form, like live while I have you on the line, and then the outline of the agreement. All of our calls are recorded by Google as a premier Google partner. So I'm supposed to quote you 30 to 45 days, but typically our clients see results a lot quicker. Our clients always see results within the first month, but month two, obviously you don't have to go through this whole setup process again, and you're just evaluating it from being up there for an entire 30 days rather than like a week or two of not being up there. So I would have to quote you 30 to 45 days, but usually you'll see, most likely you'll see traffic a lot sooner. Mm-hmm. The main thing is just figuring out, you know, how transparent or how like responsive you're going to be as far as getting the listing unsuspended, and then our communications with Google. We are right across the street from Google, and we are Google certified. We have a live rep in-house at all times too, so should be a pretty easy process. Yeah, it should be a pretty easy process, especially since you already have a profile. We're just unsuspending it, so it's more of a verification thing than an actually like building it from scratch thing. So it should save us some time.
Okay. All right. So $199 is month to month. And then basically your service, like your aim is to basically keep me at the top, essentially, right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah, that's how we get our clients to come back each month, is to keep you at the top of the search results, but also monitor the trends in your industry. Like we monitor Google Analytics the same way somebody would for Google Ads that you're doing now. So you know, obviously we'll monitor the keywords and the trends and make recommendations, but you have final say on everything. So the idea here is just to get you as many job opportunities as possible, so that way you don't have a problem continuing to use the service.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, so sounds good.
Yeah. I'm sure if you could do anything with Google Ads, you'll love this. You don't have to pay-per-click, so you don't have to worry about your bill going over to one. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I think we cut out there for a second. I was saying, I'm sure if you could do anything with Google Ads, that you would love this because, you know, your budget's set. You don't have to worry about it going over that $199. And then, you know, obviously we want to outperform Scorpion and anything that they're bringing to the table for your business. Try to basically compete and steal that LSA campaign. If you do decide to move forward with LSA, we'd want to be able to show you better results, so that way we can land that LSA account when you do decide to do it.
Oh, gotcha. And how much do you guys charge for LSA?
LSA, across the board, just to get you through the background screening, Google charges $250 for the background screening. Usually it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get through the background check. You have to submit and cooperate with them. You have to submit your information, not submit, not literally. That'd be weird. sorry about that. And then it's pay per lead. So if you go to LSA or Google Guaranteed, it'll actually give you the specific leads, like for the zip codes that you're targeting. So the cost per lead depends on each individual service area. It's going to differ depending on where we're pulling the leads from. So we'll have to actually like sit down with you and, you know, they usually recommend though like a 13 lead starting budget. So, you know, if your leads are $25, $30 a pop, you're going to want a starting budget of, you know, you multiply that by 13 usually, and then it's not a month-to-month with Google Guarantee. It's based on the leads. So sometimes it might take you a week to exhaust 13 leads. Sometimes it might take you 2 months to exhaust those 13 leads. It's not going to be billed monthly. It's just going to be based on how quickly you go through those leads.
Got it. And do you think, so is this better than using Angie and all that as well over time?
Oh, 100%. You know, Google actually developed LSA and Google Guarantee with the expectation that HomeAdvisor and Angie's would probably get shut down again. They're called Service Magic before. Yeah, if you look at their history, in 2012, the Federal Trade Commission shut them down just for, you know, selling old leads or dead phone numbers, leads going to five or six other guys, charging everybody for it, whether they get it or not. You know, obviously, you burn so many bridges with people, you get the wrong guy, and that business owner lawyers up. And so they had thousands of them that happened, and they shut it down, and then it started happening again. If you look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor or FTC versus Angie's leads, that started popping up again the last couple of years. It was 2023 and 2024. And so Google launched last year in January, or January of 2023, the Google Guarantee campaign. So that's Google's newest and most thought through form of advertising. You know, they kind of listened to the people and the problems that they were having there, why they signed up with it in the first place, and then what issues they were having with it. And, you know, they offer exclusive leads, a guarantee to the homeowner, $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of the work if they go with the contractor that we recommend. That's as advanced as it gets. I mean, we're basically pre-screening those people with your parameters. Oh. And then if they meet your expectation, yeah, then we bring you on the line. And then they don't actually charge you unless you accept or set an appointment. So, you know, those leads are about as surefire as you can get today from any platform. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, definitely better.
Okay. All right.
Definitely better. We don't saturate the leads. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So in terms of timeline, so basically you're saying I need to do this immediately, right, in terms of doing the $199 today, and then
yeah, set that sooner out, is always better than later. Yeah, sooner is always better than later. You know, you got to understand there's your main competitors are already light years ahead of us right now, so we got to play catch up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. All right. So basically, just let me make sure I understand what, like, what the product you're saying, that for the for the Google Business listing, I have to list my home address, and then as long as I'm within 30 miles of that, then I should be good to go.
Yeah, 30 to 40. We could cover up to 40, realistically. I have a lot of campaigns.
Up to 40, okay.
40, yeah. But the address does not have to be displayed. Like, we'll walk you through the verification process and the unsuspension process, and then we could hide the address. Okay. It can't be a P.O. box.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you're ready to go, I just got to create the account and then secure the listing, and then I'll set up a client interview appointment for us to customize the campaign. That way we're not stepping on any toes with your franchisee. You know, I want to customize the service area and the keywords that we're going to target with this, and then we'll get you the verification form and start the unsuspension process with the new address.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. What's your last name, Al?
The last name is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y.
Okay. And is Al short for anything?
It's Alonzo. A is an alphabet, L is in Libra,
gotcha.
O is an Oscar, N is in Nancy, V is in Zebra, N is an alphabet.
I used to watch a lot of basketball growing up, so I got Alonzo and Terry. Those are both pretty common.
Oh, that's
basketball names.
Yeah.
What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing and then the receipt?
It's aterry@windowgang.com. And it's Alonzo, Z-A, not Z-O.
Oh, Alonzo. Okay, that's unique. I did have an
yeah.
O in there.
Yeah.
Good catch. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the street address, not the P.O. box, but the actual street address?
Let's do 202.
Okay.
Luna. L as in Libra. U as in Umbrella. N as in Nancy. A as in Alphabet. Then Lane. And then it'll be Lake Dallas, Texas 75065.
Got it. Okay. And you want this hidden?
I want that hidden. Definitely, yes.
Okay. It's weird. The address just turned into Luna Lane. Is it just one house there?
Yeah, it's just on the line, yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I tried to punch in the numbers, and then once it actually was submitted through the Google Maps system, it turned it into Luna Lane only, Lake Dallas, Texas. There's no numbers or anything.
So I live in a subdivision. So like it's 202 Luna Lane.
202 Luna Lane. Okay, let me just confirm.
I mean, it's a newer division. I mean, it's a new subdivision, but...
Makes sense, yeah. It could be that they just haven't had the Google satellite vehicle come out there and actually do the street maps view. Yeah, it actually doesn't have any street maps view for this at all. Yeah, it must be a very, very new housing area. Okay. I did find it here. Shady Shores Road, Briarwood, and then Luna Lane. Okay. Hawthorne. Okay. Let me just go ahead and mark this on the map, and then we'll send it to them. Okay. Interesting. 202, but you show up here. This is an interesting layout for your block. 220 is next to you, and 224, but you're 202?
And the next one is 200, then 204. It goes increasing digits by two.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah, but the way it's laid out on Google, it just must not be updated. So the pin is showing me where 222 should be, even though I put 202. And then they're showing no 202 in this whole lot. It goes 200, 201, 203, 204, 205. But that's on Briarwood Lane, the odd
number. It's because my house was the model. That's why.
Got it. Okay. So you should be where 204 is, not where 222 is. Okay. Let me just update this. That could probably be a big issue too, even if you gave them the right address.
really.
Yeah, it's good that we're manually doing this. Yeah, update. Yeah, AI would have never picked it up. There's not even satellite images for this, or not Street View. They have satellite, but not Street View. Okay. And then we'll hide the address. Save. All right, we're good. So that'll be there, and then I have it hidden. So it's still going to say Lake Dallas, Texas 75065 on your Google Business profile, but it has to be that way in order to get you unsuspended. Okay. And then
this is Lake Dallas. I can't use McKinney.
No, because the address is not there. So the pin is going to, I mean, the business profile is going to show where the pin is sent from a city, state, and zip standpoint. But we can hide the address, deactivate turn-by-turn directions, and we can exclude the zip code from your marketing. But, yeah, it's going to say Lake Dallas on the Google Business profile.
It is, okay. So how will that work? I'm just trying to make sure I understand. So,
well, people in McKinney will still be seeing you. You know, they'll still be able to see you, and it says mm-hmm. Window Gang of McKinney, right? So they're still going to see a local business. Phone number matches up. You know, the McKinney's in the name. So, you know, you'll be fine from that standpoint. It's just going to look like you're operating out of Lake Dallas, which is the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, okay. it's just the truth, you know. We can't hide the truth from people. So, we'll
yeah.
just be transparent.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Fine. That's fine. I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's not about me not being truthful. I mean, I have a few different mailing addresses. That's what I'm trying to make sure I understand.
Oh. Well, if you have an address in McKinney, we could use that one.
Yeah, but it's only a mailing address.
Oh, it's like that's the problem. That's why I got suspended in the first place, right? It's not an actual street address. It's just like a P.O. box.
Yeah, it's a mailbox. Yeah, it doesn't say P.O. box. It just says mailbox, basically. Like,
okay.
Sweet, basically.
Yeah, that's where we had the discrepancy. There was a suite like 103 to 101 on here before I just deleted it and put the 202 Luna Lane.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
So that's the way to do it though, because otherwise the AI is gonna suspend it and you're just gonna be not being seen at all. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no worries. Because basically, because for the Secretary of State, basically all that like for mailing, that's going to my mailbox. So. That's why I was confused as well, because technically it's legal, right? It's just that
Google's separate, you know, and it's an AI system a lot of times when you're doing the verification, unless we're manually getting in here and adjusting it like I'm doing now. So it's like when you submit something like that and then maybe there's something else that's already Google verified at that address, or, you know, a lot of times those people will have other pins sent there. It only takes one person doing it, and then it's like the whole block or that whole building is like shut down from getting verified at all, right? And so you have other suite numbers in there. There's a chance that somebody did it before in the past, and that's why it's happening. No. Update. All right. So I got your account set up here. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
So it'll be 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And then Saturday, 8 to 2.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I can accept card and check.
Okay.
You can accept cash, but I'll probably prefer not to do that.
Okay. You have a crew that you usually send out to these jobs?
Basically, yes.
Okay. Yes. You know, with Google Guarantee, they'll like LSA, they'll background check your employees too. It's not just you.
Okay. So what are they looking for? I'm trying to background check.
Felonies. Mainly.
Is it felonies?
Yeah. That's the main thing that they're looking for. It's just like felonies, criminal history. Because we're basically ensuring like the homeowner or business owner that we've looked into the people that we're sending out to their personal residence and dealing with their property, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So I think a few of them have misdemeanors, but it's not felonies.
Yeah, that's fine. And I mean, if they're hiding anything from you, you'll know right away because, you know, the background check will tell us. I've never had somebody not get through the background screening because they ask you before they even charge you for the application, a lot of the questions. So we try to catch those things before we charge you the $250 to even go through it. We want to make sure that it's surefire or don't charge it, you know? All right.
Because yeah, I already did a background check on the employees already.
Yeah, I assume, you know, most business owners do their due diligence, but I just wanted to give you a heads up on that, you know, because even if you did it through the other company or through us, they're going to, anybody that does client facing in your company is going to go through the background screening as well.
Gotcha. Okay, no worries.
Okay.
I actually like that because I'm curious to see, I'm curious to see, is there anything else in their record? Hopefully not.
Yeah. Yeah, but you'll know very fast because there's things that they could scrub or hide from the internet that you couldn't find on them doing a general search that Google would be able to recover and identify.
Got it. Okay.
Yep. All right, and then I have your account created. We do want to do a client interview with you just to customize the local listing. As I mentioned earlier, I know you're part of a franchise, so we want to make sure that we're not stepping on any toes there. Usually the client interviews take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
Can we do today? I mean, I'm trying to get it over with. I mean, so I can
preferably. Preferably today. I have a 4 to 5 available and I have a 5 to 6.
5 to 6 is a little easier.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then we'll text you 1 hour prior, just as a heads-up reminder. It will be with a separate technician within our company, so they'll contact you and walk you through it, but it's pretty easy. You know, it's just set questions that they'll ask you and walk you through just so we can customize the campaign properly.
All right. So basically, you guys are going to handle the Google business suspension issue.
Correct.
And then we're working on this campaign, and then...
Mm-hmm. So first, we will need some cooperation on your part, right? We're going to have to get access to the Google Business Profile, and then once we have access to the Google Business Profile, we can go in there and do that. So we'll walk you through on how to gain access. There's a little code we can send you. You could just implement in there, and then it'll add us as manager, and then we can go in there and uplift the suspension and do the optimization so you show on the first page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that works.
Yeah, not just a flip of switch.
There you go. Is it Jaswan?
Yep, okay. It should be under Jaswan. Yep, that's it. Mm-hmm. All right, save. Okay, they got you locked in down there. Okay, and then go back to your billing. So I did this, what was it, $199 local package. And then I waived the setup fee, and this is with the aim to transition into Google Guarantee or LSA once review requirements are met. Okay, save. Okay, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
I can pay via card, but is there a way for me to pay online to do that? Like on the phone? Can you send me a URL or something? Or how does it normally work?
For the first payment, I would manually process it with you on the line, but you do have an account dashboard and tracking system, an app that has a billing section, and you could update it, start and stop it at your own leisure once you have access to the app. So. Just the first payment is the only one you'll have to provide over the phone.
Okay.
We're VeriSign Security, by the way, Alonzo, as a Google partner. So it's like once I implement this billing information, it literally codes it all out. So it's like even our reps in-house aren't able to actually see your card number or billing information. It'll just show like the last four digits. If you were to request it.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're in good hands.
Okay, give me one second. Let me get my card.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, give me 1 second. Let me get my card. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
42, 46.
42, 46.
31, 54.
31, yes. 54.
31. 23,
21.
23, 19.
4, 3, 1, 9. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
10/29.
10/29, and then 3-digit code on the back.
458.
458, okay. And legally, I have to walk you through a voice verification, just as an added form of protection for you before I can authorize any kind of transaction with your business. So this is going to outline the service agreement, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation policy, and then we're also going to send this to you in writing. So if I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand during the voice verification, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. But I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of payment.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Okay, Alonzo, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Window Gang of McKinney.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Alonzo Terry Jr., owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, Al, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. You still, you know, maintain the right to refuse service to anybody. But if you do see calls coming directly from our company, obviously that's probably urgent. So try to get back to us as soon as you can.
So I have a question about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I want to give my GM number for leads, essentially. For leads, I want her to pick a lead, essentially. But for me,
okay.
Like, you know, business purposes, I'm totally fine using them.
Okay, so you want live calls going to the general manager?
Yes, like for like leads, yes.
Okay, does she operate a different phone number than the one that we're on now?
Yes.
Okay, so let me change this number to just the cell phone category, and then I will put her number as the business line. What's the business line for her?
Let me get it. It will sign up.
Okay.
It's 469.
469.
515.
515.
It's a 469.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 515. 1821.
1821. Okay. And this is what's going to be seen on your Google Business profile. So the 214 number that we're on right now won't be displayed anywhere.
That's fine. Yeah, this is the actual business number. But we have a contact center.
Uh huh.
And then we have like an actual
dispatches.
Like, so we have a business number.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is the actual business number, like the contact center goes to this one. Yeah.
Gotcha. And it only dispatches to members of your franchise, right? It's not going to go to the other ones.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Just wanted to make sure, because I'm like, if you're going to pay for the advertisement, might as well have you and your guys only be the ones that benefit from it, not the whole franchise.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So let me just make sure we catch that. Oh, and then I have to add her also, since she's a point of contact. What's her first and last name?
First name is Amy, A-M-E-Y.
Okay.
Her last name is Becerra, B-E-C. Erra.
Okay. And I'll put her as general manager. Okay. Insert. Okay. All right. She's successfully added to the account. And then it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional forms of online marketing during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So we know what you currently have. As far as like Scorpion and the other things, if you want to continue to use those, totally fine. That's at your own discretion. Scorpion will get kicked out of any Google business profile access though, once we're added as manager to it. So if that's what you're paying them for, then don't want to use it. And then if you plan on leaving Google Ads, then you definitely want to get out of there. It's less is more. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up with us. There's no contract. It says your first month's payment will be charged today. It's January 7th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for a pro local package. All setup fees have been waived on this. When the term is completed, the agreement's set up to automatically renew each month on the seventh day, but you'll keep this discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. So basically let us know before the seventh if you do decide to part ways one day. Not that I think you will, but just full disclosure. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. This payment clears. You're going to get 3 text messages and 3 emails. They're going to have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. That's something you'll want to share with Amy just so she can keep track of everything. And if she's missing calls, she can kind of go recover those. And then also, they'll have the Google verification form. We do need that filled out just because of the discrepancies that you had there. So that's really important. You want to fill it out to your best of your ability. If anything's missing, just check the box at the bottom that you're okay with us doing the Google video verification. We'll verify you over the phone via video. And then they'll have a full outline of the agreement sent to you in writing, and you can sign off on that. It's called the Terms and Conditions. Okay. So these should be coming through automatically here shortly. Okay. I'm just going to hang out with you and make sure that they're coming through. And then as long as you got those, then we are good to go until the client interview. Mm-hmm.
I got a first text message.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that one should be the subscription terms. That one usually comes through first. So it'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms, and I'll have a link ending in your phone number. Okay. And you click that, and it'll take you to a full outline of everything in writing. So even though it's a month-to-month service and you're not binded to a contract, this will outline everything that we're doing for you, you know, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation policy. And we have full transparency on what you're getting from us.
Okay.
Okay, and then the Google verification form, though, is what I'm more concerned with you making sure that you have, since your listing's currently suspended. That's a big deal. We got to make sure we get you unsuspended as soon as possible. I'm going to try to manually send it over to you, too. If you get 2 of them, then you know, so be it. I'd rather you have 2 than not have this one come through. So.
I got an initial invoice from email.
Yeah, everything is going to come through email and text unless you opt out of it. I did just attempt to manually send your Google verification form, though, as well. So you should get a new text, a new email coming through here. Okay. And then your franchise, how many locations do you guys have, the whole franchise?
I'm not sure. 30 plus.
Okay. Here, I'll actually just pull it up here. All within Texas?
No, within the U.S.
Okay. Oh. That's very odd. Yeah, I've never actually heard of Window Gang.
Yeah.
Very strange.
That's the number one window cleaning company.
Well, they do have one like DFW, but I just never heard of it like outside of Texas. Like there's San Antonio, there's Austin, DFW, Woodland. They all have Google business profiles across Texas. I'm not seeing anywhere else in the state for this franchise as far as being Google verified. Okay. Yeah, I got, Cedar Park, San Antonio, Spring, Allen, Austin. Okay. Well, it's important, I guess, that you really differentiate yourself between these guys, because otherwise they look up Window Gang and they're going to get some of these other ones. Wow, the San Antonio one is big. 648.
Yeah, most of them are pretty big.
Yeah, and there's another one in Austin. It's got 322, so it's good that you're not, putting this on the back burner, because these guys are getting so far ahead, and if they end up clicking the wrong area, you basically lose out on it. So could just be losing money.
Yes, if they click in the wrong area, we can't overlap anyway.
Okay.
It's a protected area.
Okay, good. So they'll dispatch it. They'll still send it over to you.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, good. Now I understand why you're having the issue with, or why you didn't originally pin verify your location. That makes sense. But yeah, definitely should have, it's a learning experience too, but definitely should have reached out, try to touch base with the Google partner or Google directly just to make sure to clear that, but not going to be an issue anymore. I'm glad we figured it out. And I'm happy I was able to get you that pricing structure too. That should save you a good amount of money on it. But obviously the hope, I set an appointment for us at the end of this month or beginning of the next pay period, February 7th, and then also March 7th, and we can revisit the Google guarantee. So I just kind of want to show and prove throughout this first month or two, earn your business, and then we could obviously talk bigger numbers if you want to do the Google guarantee or LSA moving forward in the future. But I did receive the signature for your subscription terms. Did you get the Google verification form?
Give me 1 second. I got the Google verification form.
Perfect.
I'm trying to, let me see. Give me a second. So many different. Give me a second. Let me see.
You could take your time with that one. I just want to make sure you have it. It looks like it sent it twice, actually. It's there's a 133 CT and a 136 CT that it was texted to you. It's saying on my end.
Yeah, so I got one text, but I was trying to look at it my I was talking to email because I have a Google business profile verified. Google needs the following information, pictures of this information.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. When you pull it up on your phone, it's the easiest way because it actually says like upload file. And then if you click upload file, it'll flip around to the camera and you could just snap a picture of the document that it's requesting. So that's usually the easiest way to do it.
I need to do it on the phone because I generally do it on my computer.
Okay. Yeah, the phone's the easiest, but you could do it from your computer. It's just you'd have to snap the picture, email it to yourself, or upload it to your PC, and then from your PC, then download it onto the form. Whereas if you have the phone, you could just, the camera's right there. It's a lot easier, but it's up to you. Either way, as long as it, there's any ways to skin a cat. As long as it gets the work. Yeah.
So let me ask you a quick question. So if there's tools and indoor equipment, you need pictures of all my tools and equipment, or you need some of them?
Not all of it, just some of them, yeah. They just want to see that you're responsive and there's something in there, The idea there is to just try to prevent, any fraudulent leads, fly-by-night companies. You know, they want somebody that's legitimate. So they kind of open it up. They see something there. They're like, okay. They're not looking for a specific type of equipment or anything like that. A lot of times I have people who hide their license plate number, and that's accepted too. So that's totally fine. You don't have to provide all those things. Mainly the ones with the red asterisk that'll have like a little red star next to them. Those are the main ones that are going to be requested or required. And then usually if you have those, then you don't really need the other ones. But sometimes people don't have those, and then we need the other ones, and then they'll tell you at the bottom that if Google needs more information, that we'll have to do the video call. So that's why I was trying to let you know. You want to check that box at the bottom, regardless of how well you fill it out. Even if you check all the boxes, just make sure you're okay with the video call, because then we don't have to jump through the whole loop of verifying you're okay with it first. We could just go ahead and call you and walk you through it and get it knocked out as soon as possible.
So with the video call, do I need to be by my equipment and stuff, or like this one's trying to figure
usually
out?
Yeah, they usually want you to be in front of the residence where the PIN is sent, but again, that's only if you're missing, you know, stuff in the Google verification form, and then we'll give you a heads up on it. Okay. Sometimes if they require like a sign or a vinyl or a decal for the side of the vehicle, our company will actually generate that for you and send it to you, and then we'll call you once it's received and do the verification. So we'll walk you through the process. Okay. We'll make sure that you're unsuspended and verified as quickly as humanly possible.
Okay. So, I appreciate that. I'm just trying to make sure, because, like, basically, I know you said, I said, I'm looking at the email. I need to look at the text message. I know you said it, like, the asterisk in red. On the email, I don't see that, but maybe let me look at the text message.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because they're asking me to sign in to my Google account and all that. I'm not. Find it.
Oh yeah, because sometimes if you're not logged into the email, then it's asking you to verify, make sure it's the right people.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm not logging in on my phone, basically.
Yeah. Supposed to make things
but
more convenient.
But basically, if I have,
not always. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
So basically, if I have like all these things: business license, business card, business registration, invoice, workplace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. Workplace is just my home address? Is that what that means? Or?
Yeah, exactly. This is only going to Google, too, by the way. Like, you don't have to worry about these things being, like, displayed on your Google business profile or out there for the general public to see. They'll just put the badge and check mark that says Google verified when they unsuspend the listing, and that just lets them know that, you know, we've already verified that you have these things. Basically, we try to put the customer in a position of, okay, I know these guys are legitimate. I could go ahead and call them and do business with them. Google's already kind of done the background checking before they recommended them to me.
Okay, and when you say business insurance, mm-hmm. which one are you referring to? Like liability, auto, workers' comp, like which one are you talking about?
Yeah, it's mainly liability, but I've had guys send in workers' comp. I've had them just send in an insurance document for a vehicle that they had. Mainly what they're looking for is really cooperation. Like I've had guys send me expired liability insurance documents, and Google didn't even have us make sure that it was valid. They accepted the outdated one and just assumed that maybe he had updated it and gave us the old form. So the main thing that they're looking for is like the cooperation and legitimacy. Obviously, if you've had it at some point, likely you still have it and you're doing good business.
Okay, because I'm just trying to make sure I have everything before I hang up. Before we hang up, give me a second. Let me make sure. It says invoice. Like, what does that mean exactly?
An invoice from a past job that you guys have completed. That way, we know you're not somebody who's just like never done business before, trying to get on the first page of Google. You're already in business and have been conducting business. So, just like an invoice or a receipt from a past client. Mm-hmm.
Okay. See the past client, then. So you want their information on there as well? You just want.
No, they're just looking for an image of one. You know, if it just shows that hey, work's been completed. You know, you're not a guy that's never done anything before. All they're trying to avoid really is that you're an actual company. You know, like or make sure that you have insurance, you've done business before. It's not just somebody that's like trying to get on the first page of Google in order to start the company. More so, it's an actual company that we're promoting and, you know, be able to conduct business and do the job properly.
Got it. Okay, and workplace, you just take a picture. So the workplace, I can skip that one. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It could just be, you know, your home. Sometimes people work from a garage. Sometimes people, you know, their jobs, they change daily when you're in a service-based industry. You know, I've had plumbers send us like a bathroom, you know, and then they're like, oh, this is where I'm working today. Here's some of my tools that I'm working, you know, and then they accept it.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I say fill it out as best as you can. And then we'll find out once you submit it. If anything's missing, then they'll say, hey, let's video call this guy. And then we do the video call. So it's usually a 3-step verification. You usually go PIN, form, and then video call. And then once it's done, you never have to jump through these loops again. You'll stay Google verified, and then you won't have to worry about getting suspended either.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Yeah, no problem. And then we have 24/7 customer service available to you as well. So if you continue to have questions, don't hesitate to call. Like, we like to make sure that you guys know exactly what we're doing for you each month, so that way, you know, it's a justifiable expense, you know.
Okay.
All right, Al. Well, thank you for signing up. Yeah, you're very welcome. Welcome aboard to the Local Splash team here. We have a client interview set between 5 and 6, so look out for that phone call. And then, like I said, if you need anything else, don't hesitate to reach out.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, then. All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.